So time for this week's podcast, Tales of the Whales. And I know that all you regulars know exactly what it's about. Just the odd person popping in I wonder what they're talking about, just to give you an idea, so you may not want to stay and listen. We talk about cancer.
That makes it sound really fun.
Yes, so I have it, terminal, and terminal four, I was going to say, but that would be
Heathrow. Yeah, that's your Heathrow cancer.
I've got Heathrow cancer, and Deanie has to look after me, or Lady W, as she prefers.
I do look after you.
You do?
You do need a bit of looking after sometimes.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a bit of looking after?
No, I really do like you looking after me. It's excellent.
Thank you.
You're most beautiful, amazing nurse going.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. I also have my role as the pill fairy.
Yes, you're the pill fairy. God, I don't know how some people manage with...
Without a pill fairy.
If I was on my own, well, I wouldn't be here now. Because even now I sometimes drop them or miss my mouth.
Yeah, the other day you did suddenly realise halfway through the day that you'd only taken half of the 8 o'clock pills and the other half were still in the pot.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was like, I can sort them all out for you, but I can't actually take them for you. You do have to do that bit yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'm Maddish. Oh, sorry. Yawning. It's a lovely, beautiful Saturday morning here.
For a change.
For a change. You're desperate to get outside in the sun.
Yes, I'm going to do some watering and reading. I've got this horrible feeling I might have left my book at the office.
You might have to go and get it.
No, I'm not bothering with that. I'll find another one. Or I've got a nice, delicious magazine to read.
Oh, right.
Find
well,
some new
that'll
recipes.
Keep you going.
Yeah.
I've just been sent John Nicol, who's an old friend of mine, his new book called The Unknown Warrior, which is quite interesting.
I think that's more of a boy's book. It's not for me, I don't think.
It's history. You love history.
Yes, but just involves long dresses and...
Oh, you like
heaving
history,
bodices
history.
And that kind of
thing. I know you like heaving bodices. Also, Daisy the dog is here, but she's being very good at the moment, not making any noise. So, cancer, it's horrible, forget it.
And that's the end of the podcast for this week.
I've decided to come off my chemo for a while, and I feel remarkably well.
It was giving you some horrible side effects, and you just got to the point where you just
didn't want to go on, really.
You didn't want to take it anymore, so you stopped, and we're going to see the doctors.
But it's made
next
an
Thursday
incredible difference.
And tell them that you've stopped taking it. Yeah.
Well, they did say to me, you can stop taking it if it.
Yeah, or have the odd day off or something.
Yeah.
But not a month.
Well, no, but...
We'll see.
I couldn't. There's no point in going on if you can't do the things that you would want as much as you can. I mean, obviously you can't with stage four cancer, lots of things you can't do. And you have to be on lots of drugs, including chemo. You only are on chemo at stage four if it's working. And the one I'm on is working a bit. But if your mouth is like an inferno, you can't drink anything hot, anything cold, can't taste anything. You feel completely knackered the whole time.
Your feet were sore.
Yeah, they're getting better, but...
And it made you deaf.
What?
It's amazing how your hearing has improved since you've stopped taking it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are there any birds singing? I can't hear any.
No, not with the door shut.
Oh, okay. I've come off it, and I know it's a very difficult decision for a lot of people to make. And quite often for the person looking after you, that's a difficult decision too.
Well, it's not my decision. It can only be your decision.
And yeah.
I just support you in whatever you decide.
You know, if I'm getting scans again on Thursday, because obviously people with cancer know you are scanned regularly.
Mm-hmm. It's your 6-week scan.
And if the tumours have continued to shrink, they won't disappear, but continue to shrink a bit, it gives you more time, I probably will go back on it. But I'm going to stay off it for at least 4 or 5 weeks, I think.
I don't even know if you're allowed to do that, honey. The doctors might not let you.
What?
But you can't just like dabble around and play with it at your own whim. You do have to let the doctors know. They might just say, no, you can't have 5 weeks off. And if you do that, you can't go on it anymore. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they might say.
Well, I mean, if it
I don't think we should be telling people they can just flexi do what they like with their chemo. I don't think that's
well. No, good I mean, guidance. I was on self-destruct. Well, probably. I wasn't having chemo that you have to go into hospital and.
No, it's a slightly different tablet that you take, but you are meant to take it every day, and you haven't been taking it, and the doctors don't know that.
No. Well. They did say if I felt that the wanted to come off it for a while, I could.
A couple of days, up to 5 days, not 5 weeks.
Well, I haven't done 5 weeks. I've only just...
You stopped it on the 2nd, so...
Yeah, I've done 8 days in that case, because it's the 10th today.
Yeah, but you're not intending to take it anymore until...
Not until I see the doctor and ask, and then I will have been off 2 weeks. But there's no point in going on being like I was. I mean...
I guess the thing is we just need the doctors to tell you, because your inclination and your gut instinct is to come off it because it's just making life so miserable, there's no point in that existence.
And I also don't know what it's doing to other bits of my body because it's a poison. And it's poisoning the tumours a little. But what's it doing to the other bits and pieces in my body?
I think it kind of stops them making new blood vessels. I think that's what it does to the tumours.
Yeah,
but anyway, I think you just need to decide, ask the doctors what happens if you don't take it. You know, what will happen if you don't take it?
Yeah, well, the cancer will. You know, a lot of people are saying, you've been doing this now, James, for 4 years. Come on, mate. Some of my followers on social media are really upset, apparently.
But again, if you've been doing, you've been having... nasty treatments for 4 years.
Yeah.
And so I do understand why you just think,
but this
no,
is the
I've
worst.
Had enough of that. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think I haven't given up on any of the others. I haven't given up on this. I just want a break to be me for a while. Is that, you know, I'm sorry if that's upsetting you or anybody. Well,
a lot of the people on social media, it won't be upsetting at all.
I
prefer having you like this than like you were before you stopped taking it. Because
if it had gone on like that, I mean, I would have not been able to look after myself, I don't think, or anything.
No, it wasn't great.
You know, I could hardly...
We couldn't go out for our nice lunches or anything.
No.
Because you can't eat or walk even to the restaurant, so...
Apart from going, funnily enough... The adrenaline hit I get from working overcomes it all in a way. And for the time I'm working, I'm fine. When I come off the air, almost immediately, I'm not. Strange, isn't it? I have missed my McDonald's.
Well, you can have one of those tonight.
Oh, yes.
You had one last week because you were off it last week as well.
Oh, yeah, and you were with me, so you know. You had half of it, though.
I only had 2 bites.
3, and they were enormous. What?
I don't exactly have an enormous mouth, so I don't think that's true.
You've got a beautiful mouth. Aww.
What?
She's just come back from Pilates. I said, do you need a minute to sort of cool off and, you know...
It's like, no, Pilates isn't that kind of exercise. It's very, very gentle. You just like, you know... Lie there and wiggle your toes, not much to it.
Do you take your shoes off?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I thought it was, you know, yoga sort of mark.
You didn't even know where you forgot that I went and were ringing me in a panic wondering where I'd gone.
I did have...
Only go to one thing a week.
Yeah, I got up and I couldn't find you because I get up later than you usually.
Yeah, I got up about 7:15.
Oh, my gosh.
And you probably got up. I left here at 9:30, so you must have got up about 10:15 or a bit
later,
maybe.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Maybe a bit later, 10:15.
I think it was more like 9:30.
No, I didn't go till 9:30.
Oh, didn't you?
No.
Well, it must have been like 10 o'clock-ish.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, what's the time now? Oh, gosh. Yeah, probably about 10 o'clock. And so I went round every room, found your keys, saw your car, and I'd still forgotten all about your Pilates.
She's only in the village hall across the road.
Yes.
So I don't need to drive there or anything. So my car was here. So what do you think? I've been abducted by aliens?
Well, I didn't know.
Kidnapped.
I went out and looked around the car. I mean...
as if I'd be hiding in the car from you.
Yeah. I don't, you know.
How your mind works is very strange.
I know people said that for years.
Did you not think... Where could she be on a Saturday morning at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, I did.
Could it be her half past nine to half past 10 Pilates class?
I forgot all about that, to be honest with you. Now, I don't know whether that's a result of my cancer and the tumours in my head or just age.
Well, next week, I will leave you a note.
No, don't bother.
I'll put a post-it note on the coffee.
Just if I haven't got up, wake me up.
No, I'm not going to wake you up if you're fast asleep and let you sleep until you wake up naturally. There's no point in me waking you up just to say, I'm going out now, is there?
Do you want me to do Pilates as well? No. Is what
you're
thinking.
There's no other men in the, no gentlemen in the class.
Oh, right, okay. How many women?
Four.
Oh, right. It's
an intimate class.
What?
It's really good. I like it.
I know, obviously you do. You come back really happy. That's great. And that's the other thing, of course, you know, for the person caring for you, in many ways, is far more stressful for them. So we do try to have a couple of days a week apart. Well, we do, unless I moan and say, I need your help, which I don't do very often. I don't think I've done it more than once, actually.
No.
But I could see that coming up with, I didn't ever go out of the house during the week. I didn't, you know, and if somebody said, do you want to come and have lunch or do you want to go down to the pub? I couldn't face it.
Whereas this week, you've been out loads of times.
Yeah. And I mean, it still hasn't completely come out of my system. I can still feel bits of it. So it takes a while. But it's not like the immunotherapy I was on first of all. That takes a few years to come out of your system.
Yeah, I think this one's only meant to have like a 48-hour half-life or 72-hour half-life.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't take that long to come out.
No, but
in fact, it should have probably all gone by now, 10 days.
Well, I've still got a bit in my feet. My fingers are still a bit funny, but nothing that you can't manage. I mean, before I couldn't.
Yeah, but that's just that healing. That's just taking note. That's it healing rather than it being the drugs still in your system doing it.
But the worst thing was the mouth problem. And that's gone completely.
For me, the worst thing was the deafness.
What?
I
can't do it. I can't help myself.
Yeah, the deafness was frustrating, having to say everything over and over and over. Absolutely.
No sympathy with somebody with partial hearing.
I was very, very patient with you.
Yeah.
But I found it frustrating that.
I was just thinking, with all these, I'm nearly talking about work and stupidity and wokeness in a minute. But, you know, with all these things, when you apply for a job now, you have to fill in forms about, you know, your race, your whether you've got any disabilities and your age. I'd be able to get jobs anywhere being old and having cancer, wouldn't I? I mean, I'd just fit every box.
Yeah. Perhaps you should apply for a few.
I don't want any. I've got a job I want and I think that'll see me out or I'll see it out. One of the things. I mean, you do, when you've been told, it's interesting, I think, when you've been told you are on a limited amount of time. And they predicted it in months, didn't they, when we first got it? And 4 years later, nearly five or four and a half years.
No, it's just four.
Just four.
Yeah.
Seems
July
like.
July 2020.
Seems so like.
4 years and 1 month.
Okay. I just exaggerate everything.
You do a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. 10 years ago. No. And then you know, you do get the feeling comes on, I wonder, you know, how long this is going on, what am I going to, could happen any time, but I guess put it out of your mind. I've had a number of friends since I was diagnosed with cancer, perfectly healthy friends die from all sorts of reasons.
Mm.
And in a way I'm lucky because I've had time, we've had time to prepare for that.
Yeah, exactly. No one knows at all what's happening, what's around the corner. You can't really live your life expecting to die. There's no point, is there?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, but obviously we need to all expect to die, but not like imminently.
I mean, I think you made a very good point earlier and should stress it again. If you're having the same problems on your chemo, if you have to go to the hospital, have it.
You know, you've been very naughty. Ideally, if you were going to do this, you should have spoken to your doctor and said, which we will do next Thursday.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't advise other people to just stop taking their drugs.
No.
Definitely not.
No.
Don't do anything without consulting with your oncologist. Unless you're Mr. Whale, in which case there is a separate set of rules for you.
Rubbish. Absolute rubbish. But
or Mr. Whale, MBE.
Oh, just stop it. And you didn't curtsy when you came into the room.
I did. You were just asleep. You didn't.
Oh, okay. I must have missed it. They did say if you really felt bad, and I did really, it wasn't worth. I mean, I could see how stressful it was to you.
You just couldn't bring yourself to take it anymore, could you? That was it. You just couldn't do it. So that was. That.
I can do it, but we're going to go away for a couple of days, 2 days.
Yeah,
we've got a few things I would like to do, and you can't do a lot. And I thought I'd rather do those things than...
Yeah, I wouldn't have booked that trip to France if you were still taking those tablets because you couldn't have done it.
No. We're only going for 2 nights.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I think if, you know, you have to weigh up how you are with the cancer, how you are with your chemo, and you have to make that decision. I mean, as I said before, if they'll let me go back on it, or say, I think you should go back on it I'm not going to go back on it until we come back from France because I've been looking forward to doing that little trip.
Mm.
But I will go back on it. Although there are a couple of other things we've been invited to. It is very difficult. I mean, I can make certain. When we go out sometimes to do something, we've been invited to or see friends or whatever, I actually managed to handle that quite well. Even I,
yeah.
You know, we were at that birthday party for Matt and Sue, or Matt's birthday party the other day. And although I sat in a chair in the corner for the whole of it, I kind of managed all right. But it might have been 5 or 6 glasses of wine that I had.
Yeah, that might have helped.
Yeah.
Relax you a little.
Yeah. Lots of people say, you can't drink, and I mean, what's the point if you have a limited life span or limited life?
I think what we need to do is have a talk with hopefully Professor Tom,
yeah,
and then just, you know, ask what the other option is. Obviously, one is taking the horrible chemo that makes you feel like rubbish and ruins your life, so you can't do anything at all anyway. What is the other alternative? Because if it's just the fact that we'll just tootle along with the cancer, you feel all right. You actually haven't got any pains or anything like that. Until such time as that starts to kick in. And then we have the lovely hospice team who can give us sort of palliative care to make things not uncomfortable. That's one choice, isn't it?
It's just knowing
what they recommend. But at the end of the day, it has to be your decision.
I think the question I really want answered is this. If I carry on and I go back on the chemo and it's pretty, you know, it's a really bad one, isn't it? I was warned anyway. I was told the side effects of this are not good. See, you can keep on it. That's what I was told. And then when it went back, 6, 7 weeks ago, and they said, the tumours have shrunk a bit,
I think the thing is, you're having a scan on Thursday.
Yeah.
And the scan results might decide that for you.
Yeah.
Because if the cancer's grown at all, they normally would stop you being on the chemo anyway.
Mm.
So if it's made everything smaller again, then that might help you decide.
Yeah, the question I was going to ask is, being on it and suffering the side effects, and that lets you live a little bit longer, but when you come off it, do you have more time? It depends how it shrinks. I mean, bearing in mind, and I'm not showing off, but I do have a lot of tumours.
You do?
15 or so.
I've lost count.
Yeah. I mean, and people often say, that's the other thing people will often say, is have you not thought about having some of them taken out? But it's not quite that easy.
No, once you get to stage 4 and things have spread, metastasised all over the place, then that isn't an option.
No. No. I mean, I've got them in my lungs and my back and my bones and, you know, kidney, obviously.
Bottom.
Do we do that? I haven't got them. I've got.
That's the one that makes me chuckle.
Does it really? I've got one in one cheek of my bum, but I didn't even know that it was one there. It's just, why is he laughing? You can't see it. You can't feel it.
No.
And just... God, you've tried. So why it makes you laugh, I've no idea.
Because only you could have buttock cancer.
Yeah. Well, apparently that you do get tumours in fleshy bits of the skin. Just they go and settle there. And
You can get them anywhere.
Yeah. But it is, listen, I'm sorry, this is a bit depressing, this podcast, isn't it? But I do like to talk about me. It's just something you have to go through, and we're going through it best we can. And
yeah, I think you just have to tell the doctors you haven't been taking it, see what the scan results are. It might be out of your hands anyway, because if anything's grown or you've got a new tumour, they'll take you off it anyway, because that means it's still working. And if everything's shrunk again, then you need to just make that decision whether you want to.
Exactly.
And also just ask the doctors, what happens if I carry on taking it? What happens if I don't?
Yeah.
Not that they can really answer that. No. But...
They. I mean, I've tried every chemo, have I, that attacks kidney cancer.
You've had all the sort of ones in the protocol that are normally used. And,
yeah.
And also been on a clinical trial.
Mm. And see, I've done 4 years. And I haven't had, I mean, I've had problems with the other ones, but I haven't had any problems like this.
No, not to the point where you just say, I don't want to take that anymore.
I haven't said I didn't want to go to work the other night.
You did. That's when I knew it was serious.
Yes. Anyway.
And also, stopped eating even ice cream.
Yeah.
Chocolate and ice cream stocks were melting up because you weren't eating anything.
No.
So that's, you know, something's very wrong.
Yeah, so I'm having a hottie now. I'm still having those. Probably that's got to do with other things.
Yeah, I think that's your hormony things going on.
Yeah. So I feel so sorry for women going through the menopause, because I'm having similar sorts of... Although I tend not... I don't get that angry, do I?
No, you're not angry.
No. I get depressed. And
it's something... You get a bit tearful sometimes, but not angry.
Yeah. I mean, some people say, I'm not having this, I'm... The way I deal with it, because a lot of people do, if you do what I do, you do attract some strange people. A lot of people say, God.
What are you saying about me? How dare you?
I'll leave that to others. what do they say about the hag and the dick?
Pig.
Pig. Oh, the dick. Pig.
Pig and the hag.
We were thinking of doing another.
No, we're not thinking of doing that. Well, that was just a joke.
Well, it was funny. People are quite rude. People say, you haven't got it at all. You're pretending, aren't you? And kind of wish I was after the this bout of chemo. But I still get these symptoms, and maybe other people do, I don't know, where I have these hot flushes, like if you're a woman who's been through the menopause, you know exactly like what. But they're really weird, because they come from inside and it can be quite cold. And you think, gosh...
But no one can see from the outside, even though you think you must have gone red and be sweating, but you're not.
Oh, I am. On my head, for some reason.
And don't ask me to feel it, because...
Go and feel it.
No, I don't know why you always want me to feel your sweaty bits.
Stop taking this to a low level.
Please don't make me feel the sweaty bits again.
I think it's time for breakfast.
What would you like?
Bacon, eggs, fried bread... Maybe some baked beans.
Going for a healthy one today. Yeah, okay, fine. I'll knock you up a little.
Baked beans are really healthy, but nobody can crisp bacon like you.
Well, that's lucky you like it crispy.
Doesn't everybody?
Not everybody does. But yes, I will make you crispy bacon. What kind of eggs would you like?
Fried.
Super healthy breakfast. Yeah. Fried eggs, fried bread and some baked beans.
Yeah. I mean, if you... we did this thing the other day about Christmas, and I don't know if I'll make it to this Christmas or not. And,
as he says every Christmas.
And I was sitting out when I knew you were in Pilates. When you phoned, I was outside sitting in the front. And I was looking at, you know, that we've got that Christmas tree in a pot.
Mm.
I was thinking, if I'm here at Christmas, I want to bring the pot over to near the door and cover it in lights.
Yeah, we did that before.
Did we?
that lost you.
Oh, right. But I never used to bother about Christmas, but it's an interesting time to see how people all finish up one year and get ready for the next.
I know, but we shouldn't be talking about Christmas now because it's just August.
And 26 degrees.
I'm sure there'll be like Halloween things in the shop next week and Christmas decks the week after that.
Oh,
but
gosh.
For me, I'd rather think of it as summer still at the minute and wait for Christmas.
Yep.
Talk about Christmas, maybe in December.
I had to get some new garden chairs because somebody broke one of them. Wasn't me. Some large person must have sat on it. Not me. And so I bought
them. Probably was him.
And I thought, they can't be ones you put together because they didn't look like they were.
No, in the picture, they show you them fully assembled.
Yeah.
They don't show you them in bits because you wouldn't want to buy it, would you?
Well,
but anyway.
So I did buy them, and they weren't expensive. But they turned up in two flat boxes. Well, not flat, but lucky my mate Gary was around.
Yes, Gary and his screwdriver.
Yeah.
Or his Allen key.
Because, you know, I would have had no...
No, you wouldn't.
No, it would have been embarrassing and a very big waste of money, really.
Anyway, let's go out and sit in them now because it's sunny. You can sit out there and I'll go and make you a lovely breakfast.
Brilliant. All right. So that's it for this week. Keep your chins up, guys. And if you've just newly been diagnosed with cancer, most cancers have a website. They have a charity. They have people who can help. And
you have your Kidney Cancer UK.
Yep. If you have kidney cancer like me, check out kidneycanceruk.org. Thank you. And we have people there at the end of the phone who can talk to you and help you and advise you as well.
And tune in next week to find out if he gets told off by the doctors.
Fine.
And on that note,
thank you very much. Have a lovely week.
Over and out.
Talk soon.